Isaiah 9 verse 2 read, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." You see, Isaiah was called to prophesy of this great deliverer who would save his people from their sins. And the people of Israel at that time and right into into history were steeped in apostasy, walking away from God and walking in darkness and gloom. But Isaiah spoke of a coming Messiah who would not only bring light with him, but he would be the light of lights. He would be the great light. In today's terms, he would be the massive searchlight. He would be the light of the world to the people who walked in darkness. And Isaiah's prophecies covered hundreds of years, the reign of many kings. But the horizons of his glorious vision that he spoke of light, stretched into a far distant future and foretold the arrival of the Messiah in the land of Israel. And that light which Isaiah spoke of was to shine even more brightly. It was to shine beyond the inhabitants of Galilee, who were the first to witness the incarnate light walking amongst them. They saw God walking. Matthew tells us about this. Matthew chapter 4 verse 16. And he quotes Isaiah. "The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." Matthew recognizes Jesus for who he is. And then the light of Isaiah was prophesied to be so brilliant that it was to reach every man, every woman, every child born into this world. And that includes you and I in 2023. It was to be a light that extended back in time to a time before the worlds were made. And it was to be a glittering light that reached forward into the furthest extremities and the widest dimensions of the eternal ages to come. Do you see the light? God's plan of salvation wasn't just made up in an instant. God had his plan of salvation. It was to be a light that would blaze its illuminating rays throughout this trouble-filled and the sin-ravaged world. Just turn on the news. But here's the hope. That dark blackness that envelops this world would never overcome the light. How does that light penetrate the darkness? Well, how do human beings react to light? On a superficial level, we either can choose to walk in light or tend to stumble around outside of the light and take the consequences. I watch a lot of YouTube videos about people exploring into Africa, going into the wildest of wilds, because that's I'm still part of Africa too. And now with lithium batteries, they can light up the whole camp all night, which is really good because the call of nature comes, and I know this is a Christmas service, the call of nature comes in the middle of the night and you've got to go somewhere. And you better stay in the light. And so people generally have to get into their vehicles and go to a nearest facility if there is one and then come back. And if you don't and you walk in darkness, something's going to get you. It's your choice, though. You see, God's word reveals a whole new level of rich truth to us. He has designed his light to affect our souls in a powerful way. And Acts chapter 26, verse 18 describes it. Jesus has this conversation with the apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, where the apostle, who's now still Saul, is lying on the ground and he's been overcome by this big light which has come on him. And he recognizes who it is. It is Jesus himself. And this is what Jesus says. "I've come to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." There's a whole new series of sermons there, which we won't do this morning. But you see, when we hear the truth of who Jesus is and what he has done for us, something happens. Our spiritual eyes are opened, and the darkness we have lived in is penetrated. That's how the light is designed to work. And then our hearts are enabled to believe that truth. And only then do two powerful and amazing things happen. We turn from darkness to light. Movement happens. We turn. And secondly, we experience the power of God because He breaks the power of Satan over us. And so what has happened there? Life has come about where there was only the walking dead. I spoke about that yesterday. And so the miracle of light doesn't stop there. As you experience the power of God, you receive something else. You receive forgiveness of sin. You receive no more debt for sin. Judgment over you is taken away. And you also, according to this text, experience a change in your spiritual position before God. You become right with God. Now there's more series of sermons there. But do you see the miracle of grace? Do you see the miracle of light working into you and I? We become sanctified. We become set apart for God's service in that moment when light affects our lives. And so, when we speak about Jesus came as the light of the world, that's a glib little sentence. Do you see how much richness is there behind that? That baby in a manger has come as the light of the world. And so this Christmas morning, Christ is the light of the world. That story continues. His light shines on you and it shines on me. It's a powerful searchlight which drives darkness away and it generates life in us. And we freely walk in His light or we freely choose to walk away from His light. He is the light. We do the walking. Which way will you walk? His invitation stands this morning, John chapter 8, verse 12. Please hear me. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You cannot stand before the almighty throne of God one day and say, you've never heard how to be born again. There it is. And as believers, how do we respond? How do we respond to this Christ of Christmas, the light of lights? I'll tell you how we respond. Listen to the words. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you, my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.